From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Gulf Arab states agree Iran nuclear deal does boost regional security. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced Monday in Doha, Qatar, that the foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council agreed the Iran nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, will contribute to the region's security.
Once fully implemented, the JCPOA contributes to the region's long-term security, including by preventing Iran from developing or acquiring a military nuclear capability.
Mr. Kerry said they also agreed on the need to expand regional security through cooperation on issues that include intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Some GCC members have questioned whether the lifting of sanctions will empower Iran to destabilize the region. President Obama is planning to make a major speech Wednesday on the Iran deal, as a congressional vote on the matter is widely expected to take place sometime next month. One Republican House member says there are enough votes to defeat the agreement, forcing President Obama to veto it. Congress is in the midst of a 60-day review period. A veto could only be overridden by two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress. In Mali, another ambush. Suspected Islamist militants killed 11 soldiers in an attack on an army base near the desert city in the north of Timbuktu Monday. The pre-dawn attack followed another ambush of an army convoy in central Mali Saturday that killed two soldiers. The Mauritanian news agency says Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, or AQIM, has claimed responsibility. Jihadists took control of northern Mali following a 2012 coup. They were scattered by a French intervention in 2013. In June, the government signed a peace agreement with an alliance of Tuareg separatists. This is VOA News.